You're listening to Ear Candy here on local FM and other radio, fine radio stations across the country, courtesy of National Campus and Community Radio Exchange website. We do upbeat, catchy pop rock songs in this show. Gonna play one here called Sugarland. There's a Sugarland, Texas, and there's all kinds of songs about sugar, Sugartown, Sugar Shack. This is Sugarland by Sir.
The sugar cube man passes out the treats. Here in Sugarland, you can find the candy man. Strolls down candy lane with his candy cane. Oh, get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. Get to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. On a desert island. Settled by the pine. Everything's so tasty. And everyone is pasty. Out in the sugar sticks. They got the sugar fix. For broken candy hearts. A poultice of maple tarts. Even television is an icing sugar vision. Every single show has a candy-coated glow. Oh, get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. Get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. Get to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. You sugar crashed your candy red car. They locked you up in jail behind those chocolate bars. The candy people sigh on your sugar highs. And when they nod to sleep, they're dreaming of more treats. The mayor of Candy Town is always half-baked. He told the bureaucrats to let them all eat cake. Oh, hit to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. Hit to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. Hit to Bliss Point. In the pleasure zone. We'll be right back.
That was a band with a vocalist from Rancid, Tim Armstrong, I think his name is, Family, The Interrupters. And what's interesting about that, and I've got my colleague Ed O'Reilly here on another microphone because he's a big Twilight Zone fan, and I watched the new Jordan Peele Twilight Zone episode and the other day, and it featured this song, Family. It was an expedition to Mars, and they wanted to keep the crew psychologically upbeat. So this was, they selected a group song. So whenever they had stuff, the artificial intelligence that ran the computer would just put that song on the air for the Mars crew.
So the new Twilight song, do you Now, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really, you know, indicate my preference. Or I've heard it's uneven. Some, like this one was good, right? You like this one?
I thought it was fantastic. Great twist.
The one they did, it was a remake of, well, this thing's gone from 20. It started as 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet. It keeps going up with the technology. They did a remake, which wasn't a remake, right? It was more like they used the title, but they didn't. And that didn't go over too well.
Well, I loved it. Personally, I loved that episode.
Oh, you liked that one. Okay.
I really loved that episode, and I was thinking it was going to be a remake, and you know, how can you keep up with the Shat? I mean, that guy's the best actor ever.
Well, Lithgow, John Lithgow, you remember him from Third Rock? He did. He was in the movie version.
Right, the John Landis movie.
Which, in that segment, was basically, well, the movie was basically three stories. I think one was original. The movie was infamous, and I won't get into that because it's too much, but one of the actors was killed making it.
I remember that.
Yeah, Vic Morrow, a very fine actor. And
killed by a helicopter that crashed into the pond or something.
And the director was put on trial for manslaughter.
John Landis, yeah.
And he got off. A lot of people think he got off because the O.J. effect. He was a celebrity, so he got off because he was... They thought he was negligent. I mean, he was... more explosions, and of course the helicopter came down and killed not only Morrow, but the two children he was carrying. So, you know, anyway, that segment, which I think George Miller directed it, who's a good director, wasn't as good as the TV show, apparently. I didn't see the movie. I've seen the TV show a few times.
The movie was okay. It was okay. That's all.
I've heard Lithgow was, like, too far over the top. Is that fair to say?
It's the movie's old now. It was in the 80s, early 80s.
Well, 20 years younger than the TV show, though.
Well, right.
So it's funny that the TV show holds up better than the movie does, which is odd.
But the current remake, which they keep saying Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone, I'm not actually sure the full extent of his involvement. He plays the Rod Serling narrator character for sure.
Okay.
But that last episode...
previous you didn't like, I remember.
Yeah, where the little kid became the president because he had a great social media account and people just I'd vote for that kid. That kid, you know, I like his ideas.
Made a point of watching it. It's on tonight on City TV if you have it on your...
It is, it is.
And but I keep forgetting because there's a hockey game on, but I don't
I keep reminding you, Ed, but you just don't tune in. Anyway, listeners, we're nerding out here.
Yeah.
And...
But Twilight Zone's a great series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original, and I think the new one, it's going to be better.
This is not the first time they've done it, remade it on TV. There's two other, was that a 1980s one on CBS?
It was terrible.
And it had a few good stories. It wasn't as good as the original, but and there was one after that in the early 2000s, was it?
Right.
And the one in the 80s lasted a little bit longer. Harlan Ellison was associated with that for a while, and he wanted to do a script. Basically about was a Santa Claus, but he had a dark side to him. And I think the network said, well, no, you can't do a show with a negative Santa Claus. You know, it's Christmas, right? And Ellison
Have you heard of Bad Santa starring Billy Bob Thornton?
Not in the 80s. So,
right, okay.
And not on TV. But Ellison spent most of his career fighting with censors, fighting with writers, fighting with producers. So
yeah, I think he fought against the world, that guy.
I think so, yeah. I'm amazed he lived as long as he did because, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to try to watch it tonight. It's on City. Hope I run into a good episode. I mean, it's got a good pedigree. But we've seen they slapped the name Star Trek on different things. It doesn't necessarily mean it's good, does it?
It doesn't. And I think you're right. This new one is uneven. It's beautifully filmed, beautifully acted, but the stories are uneven. And but the one with Mars Expedition, given your show The Sky Above, having a astronomy component to it some days. I thought that you'd be particularly interested in that, and it had a super cool twist.
I'm sorry I missed it, because it'll be repeated probably.
No spoilers. If you're out there in listener land, I'm not spoiling that one for you. But Family by the Interrupters was the crew's song, upbeat song, and they'd all sing off key, just like any family would. About
did they keep morale up, or did something? Must have something happened, because there has to be something happened in an episode.
Morale was severely challenged, but again, I'm not going to spoil anything, even though that's very early on in the episode.
All right.
Before that, we heard Savoy Truffle from the Beatles off the White Album, and we started with Sugarland by Sir. That's S-I-R-R, if you want that. That's free on Sir Bandcamp. Mr. Sir to everybody. And it's springtime here. Here's a story about riding your bike around. This is Bike by Canadian Selena Martin here on Ear Candy.
This little bikini.
and that is number 224 from Fredericton's Motherhood off of Dear Bongo. And before that, we heard Carolyn Rose from Loner. We heard Bikini, and we started that set with Selena Martin and Bike, an ode to her bike. We should all write a song to our bike. There should be Bike Appreciation Day. I say this as a person who doesn't actually ride a bike anymore, but I remember it fondly from my childhood days. And of course, there's lots of people, lots of adults I see out there riding the highways and the byways and enjoying and getting some fresh air and exercise, including my lovely wife. She likes to bike into town and back. It's quite a distance, at least in my books. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. We're going to play a Winnipeg band now with the name of Trampoline. And we're going to hear a song called Children of the Hill. You want to stay tuned for this one. This is really catchy stuff. It's kind of proggy, but poppy all at the same time. See if you agree with me. Children of the Hill. Trampoline.
Could you at least wait till I've had my coffee? Till you finally admit that you found somebody. Oh, you never loved me at all. Well, since you're bringing up the subject, I never thought you were the one. And you were bad in the sack. And you're kind of a dick when you're drunk. Oh, you owe me $200. And your band kinda sucks. My friends didn't like you. It's not me, it's you. It's fine, 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 it's fine. See you later or never. Ciao, bye. Ciao, bye. Ciao.
Until you break up with me, Lisa LeBlanc. That is New Brunswick's own Lisa LeBlanc here on Ear Candy. And that song, what's interesting about that is it comes from an album called Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen. And the answer to that question is the grass is always greener on the other side. It's the same answer you would get if you asked why did the chicken cross the road. It's just a thing that people do. And you know, because lots of people have lived lives and there's a written record of all the mistakes you shouldn't make. So you know intellectually it's a mistake that you're always looking for something a little better than what you've got. And so you're constantly searching and moving on until you learned your own personal lesson. And I think the title of her record, Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen, suggests that, like most people, she's learning. It's just taking some time, that's all. Before that, we heard Total Doom. Yes, a very upbeat, positive song. That's what we do here on Ear Candy. Total Doom by A La Mode. And they are a Manitoba band out of Winnipeg, I believe. And we started with a new Winnipeg band called Trampoline, Children of the Hill. Now, apparently this is supposed to be a post-apocalyptic concept record. I don't buy it. It's like John Lennon said about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. He said, you all think it's a concept record because we told you it was. And really, it's just a collection of songs. And he's quite correct on that point. It's, you know, a true concept record is Dark Side of the Moon, right? I don't get post-apocalyptic from Trampoline. Children of the Hill seems to be all about relations, strained family relations. It's the very antithesis of the song we played earlier in the show called Family, featuring Tim Armstrong by The Interrupters, where there was acceptance and, you know, everyone is getting along great. And, you know, Children of the Hill is more of a laundry list of your family's shortcomings, I would say, than anything else. But, hey, that's just my take on things. You can make up your own mind. Okay, and before that, we heard, I already told you, that was before that, sorry. What we're going to hear next is K.T. Tunstall, Little Red Thread, a nice catchy pop rock song for you. And then we'll have Sam Roberts' band with a track called Taurus Trap and a band called Mon Dieu Seigneur with a song called Mythology. And I suppose if I said it correctly en français, Mythology. That's probably terrible. I should probably just not even try that. But that's what's up next. So let's go. It's K.T. Tunstall here on Ear Candy. Little Red Thread.
Oh,
Was Mon Dieu Seigneur with Mythology. Here on Ear Candy, Taurus Trap from the Sam Roberts Band before that, and Little Red Thread from K.T. Tunstall before that. We're getting towards the end of the show. We're going to turn things over to the real professionals here. We're going to have Andrea Cacucci with the Lorenzo Reading Series, and she's going to bring you up to speed on much more important things than My Little Pop Tunes. So stay tuned for that, and depending on where you're listening in the rest of Canada, you check your local schedule. You'll know the excellent programming that's coming up after Ear Candy. I'm going to play something from a local St. John band called Surf Lads, because I mentioned earlier in the program about concept records, how Sgt. Pepper's wasn't a concept record. John Lennon was very upfront saying, the only reason you think it was is because we told you it was, but actually it's just a collection of songs. But Surf Lads, a group of teenagers here in the Kennebecasis Valley, made an honest-to-God concept record called Broken Hearts and Board Shorts. And so we're going to play a song from that called, I think it's called Boats Don't Break Hearts. I think that's the title of the song. And if I get a chance, I might even pair it up with something from The Police. We don't have that much longer to go, though. So anyway, you want to check this record out, Surf Lads, Broken Hearts, and Board Shorts, here on Ear Candy. And we'll do it all again next week, right? Come back.
Sometimes I wish that you we're just a great big boat. We never fight. We won't get mad. We just have fun and float. Because boats will never leave you. Boats won't break my heart. You want more reasons why boats beat girls? Oh, where do I start?
Oh, Jeff Hart. They say there are plenty of fish in the sea. Now I guess that we'll find out if it's a sailboat, a pirate, a marine, the Titanic.
Must be Garfield, Jeff.
That's a nice piece of mast.
I love it, I'll protect it, and we'll never be apart.
The boat won't break my goddamn heart!
Today there are plenty of fish in the sea. Now I guess that we'll find out if it's a sailboat, a pirate ship, or even the Titanic.
Both feet go, no doubt!
Was nothing that you wanted in the end. And it's strange when everything you dreamt of was nothing that you dreamt of in the end.
Yeah. narcoleptic poet from Duluth. And we disagreed about everything from Elliot Smith to Grenadine. He fell asleep and I put up the roof. And he took me to a graveyard. I thought he'd kill me.
Plane, where falls your drive? Dial